It's time for Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock.
Believe me when I say we have a difficult time ahead of us. But if we are to be prepared for it, we must first shed our fear of it. I stand here without fear because I remember. I remember that I am here not because of the path that lies before me, but because of the path that lies behind me. I remember that for 100 years we have fought these machines. And after a century of war, I remember that which matters most. We are still here! Tonight, let us make them remember. We are not afraid!
Not afraid, not feared at all here on Declare Your Independence. Me, Ernest Hancock from Phoenix, Arizona, IA, from the beautiful studios of Freedoms with an S, freedomsphoenix.com. My very special guest today is Mark Lerner, and he's co-founder and spokesperson for the Constitutional Alliance. And what we're going to be talking about today is your body is your ID. Now, they keep going on about this, you know, national ID. You think it's a card. It's not a card. It's you. It's all the data behind it linked up. They don't need a card. Heck, they can take a picture at you from, you know, the other side of the football stadium. Know what I mean? And they say, ooh, Ernie's here. Let's find out who Ernie, we want to keep a special eye on that boy. Well, they want to do it to you? Well, we're going to talk to Mark Lerner about it. Mark, I got you there?
Yes, you do, Howard. I'm sorry, Ernie.
You're close, man. Okay, now let's go ahead and do this. I want to get the concept behind this is that you're advocating that, you know, the national ID is not a card or a chip or anything. That's all a distraction. It's you.
It is you. Going back to 2001, everyone who entered Raymond James Stadium, the Super Bowl, that year had their facial image captured by CCTV surveillance cameras and kiosk with cameras. And what happened is the digital images that were captured of people's faces were compared to law enforcement databases. And since that time, surveillance cameras, and not the ones we think of, you know, where we see the evening news with real grainy pictures of convenience stores getting robbed. I'm talking about very high-quality digital surveillance cameras are being used, and they are capturing our image. In London, the average person is captured on CCTV 300 times a day. Now, what you opened with is exactly correct. Yes, our organization, the Constitutional Alliance, which is an organization of state lawmakers, national and state groups, and private citizens, we are opposed to any kind of national ID. Now, that being said, I want to be clear. Real ID is not a national ID. It is an international ID. If anybody has ever read the Notice of Proposed Rulemaking for the Real ID Act on page 68, footnote 17, it clearly states that the digital facial image standard comes directly from the ICAO, the International Civil Aviation Organization, an agency of the United Nations. So when you apply for your driver's license, and many states are already complying with Real ID, even though their state legislatures are on record as being opposed to it, when you apply for a driver's license, your digital facial image, your photograph, is done to international standards. So it doesn't matter if you're standing in Utah or if you're in France. The fact of the matter is, through the use of CCTV, surveillance cameras, and handheld biometric devices, which are little cameras, your image will be captured and your identity will be known. Now, the Supreme Court has been very clear on this issue. Unless law enforcement has an articulable reason, what they call reasonable suspicion, a person is not mandated, does not have to provide identification or even provide their name. So what we're doing here is removing the presumption of innocence by complying with the federal government's request that we all supply our digital facial image, a biometric, just like DNA, to the federal government. And we already know, and I've talked to many people in law enforcement, many members of Congress, state lawmakers, almost unanimously people are opposed to having to provide their DNA. Well, what they don't realize is DNA is also a biometric. Bio means body, metric means measurements. So the idea that we're being compelled to really turn over our biometric information is not only it's not consistent with our constitutional rights, it removes our presumption of innocence, but what it does is give the government control over the people instead of the people control over the government.
Okay, now this is the first thing that comes to mind, and I'm becoming more and more sensitive to this issue as I, you know, gain more experience and keep doing this. It's been over two decades I've been doing this freedom thing, and I'm telling you, I'm getting way past giving a crap what the Supreme Court says. So this is when we talk about the Constitution, presumption of innocence, and the Supreme Court even said blah, 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 they could change their mind next week. So
You're right. And we don't disagree with that, Ernest, but I will tell you this. Under our current system of government and the way it works, we have to demand that our voices be heard. We can't sit idly by and just think pulling a lever in a voting box is going to result in change. After 2004, and people have to remember, the Department of Homeland Security was already created. The Patriot Act had already been signed into law. 401 of the 405 members of Congress of the House of Representatives running for office were reelected. Every senator but one that was up for election got reelected. So what we were telling the federal government is, as a, you know, the public, we were telling the federal government, we support what you're doing. So individual Americans have to accept responsibility for where we're at.
You know, again, I just don't see people as that stupid, other than, you know, as time has gone on, they just stop voting, because I don't trust the election process with the computers anyway. So you know, I understand your point, you know, but I'm going long time ago, back in 94, I ran for Secretary of State here in Arizona on the whole thing. Of course, I think there's election fraud. They passed legislation making it illegal to ever compare the paper with the computer. They made it illegal for you to ever be able to find it. How much proof do you need? I mean, you know, so I don't really have this whole system of government, this experiment, this American experiment has shown me one thing from a young man to where I am now and this next generation of love illusionaries that kind of, you know, got woken up during the 08 Ron Paul Revolution thing and paid attention. They have realized something. They realize that the system is totally rigged to support the system. And that realization right there was worth all of the effort they put into this, so that they can realize this system is not there to defend individual rights, as was the claim in the Declaration of Independence. If you're going to have a government, it's to defend individual rights. If it's not doing that, they're bad. Well, guess what they know? They're bad. So I understand what you're saying, and normally it probably wouldn't, you know, get challenged as much on other shows as this one. But whenever you say things like, well, the Supreme Court said, or the Constitution says, or our government, or who got reelected and all that, I say the entire freaking system is so rigged, none of that has any weight with me.
It is rigged. Look, Ernest, I don't disagree with you. I think the entire system is broke, okay? It is rigged. The fact of the matter is multinational organizations, special interest groups, and even international organizations have more influence on our policymaking, in other words, what we do as a country, than individual citizens or states do. I don't argue that it's rigged. I agree with you. But we have to take a common sense approach to this, because if we don't, we're going to end up in a life of servitude. And I'm not for that at all, and I know you're not. Now, the fact of the matter is, there is a way to reclaim back our country. and we have to be smart in the way we go about doing it.
Okay, well, that's what we're going to talk about when we come back. They're about, in less than a minute, they're going to be hitting the button on us, so I don't want to get into how we're going to solve everything in 1 minute, okay?
You got it, Ernest.
So we come back, and the one thing, how I know, Mark, Lord, I've been hearing about you from a lot of people, and they wanted, and really the reason I was so excited to have you on was the concept that, you know, this national ID card stuff is just a fog and mirrors. You, your face, your breath, your smell, your DNA, your blood, your everything, your fingerprints, everything is the ID. That is the ID. So I'm going, oh, yeah, we need to talk about that. Well, Mark Lerner from the Constitutional Alliance, constitutionalalliance.org, and StopRealIDCoalition.com is going to share everything we don't already know about this issue. You guys stay right there. We'll be right back here on Declare Your Independence with me, Ernest Hancock, and my guest, Mark Lerner.
Freedom's the answer. What's the question? You're listening to Ernest Hancock.
Independence of me, Ernest Hancock, and my special guest, Mark Lerner. Your body is your ID. But Mark has a solution. You know, the thing is, Mark, I want to let you know, I just got an email this morning from a gentleman, and he said, Ernie, you got important articles to review. You know, look at, see, both the organizations below were our big, yada, yada, yada. He goes on about the three articles, and what are they? Your body is your ID. Real security versus perceived security while protecting our rights and liberty and freedom. I guess that's on Constitutional Alliance today. And another one, does the Arizona legislation accomplish anything? They're talking about SB 1070. So we'll definitely get into that. But go ahead. So I just want to let you know you already had fans before you were on. So let's go ahead and get your solution, though. Let's go ahead. I don't want to lose where we left off here. There's something we got to do. What is it?
Before I get to the solution, I want to address what you said, because you're exactly right. The idea of a national ID card in and of itself is not the problem. The real problem is the information being collected about each of us. The Washington Times ran a great series of articles a few months ago about the amount of information being collected. It's unmanageable. We've created a haystack so big that if we wanted to find the needle, who the threats really are, the information's so big, the haystack, we can't do it. In the past, information about each of us existed with the IRS, Social Security Administration, Veterans Affairs, Department of Defense, FBI, et cetera. It was spread across the government. Today, we are centralizing any and all information, including our biometrics, with the Department of Homeland Security. So it is not actually the ID card itself, as threatening as that is, and we are opposed to it, as it is the information that's being collected and the way it's being centralized.
Yeah,
that's
to have a national ID card doesn't mean anything if you don't have it linked to a bunch of stuff. What they're doing now is they're accumulating all the bunch of stuff first, and then the card is just superfluous. I mean, heck, your body is it.
Yeah, your body is your ID, and that's why we named the book and the DVD, Your Body is Your ID. But I want to get to the solution now. All right. The states control the issuance and the maintaining, if you will, of birth certificates, certificates of birth, etc. That is a state function. It is the State Department of Motor Vehicles that issues driver's licenses and state identification cards for people that don't drive. Our solution is to build a telecommunications network, and I've been working with the telecommunications companies for over a year. This can be done in 1 year. Build a telecommunication network that links all Department of Motor Vehicle offices throughout the country with every agency or department in state government, regardless of which state it is, that has the responsibility for birth certificates, certificates of birth, etc. So when you go in to get your state driver's license, your birth certificate will be authenticated. Now, once it's authenticated, it receives the first two digits of the state that it was issued in. If you're born in Arizona, it would start with AZ with a number that follows. The system, the network, would maintain that numbered birth certificate, just the number. So if anybody else went to use Ernest's birth certificate to get a driver's license, the system would send an alert saying that birth certificate's already been used. Now, this does a few things. Number one, it keeps the power in the hands of the state and the people, not the federal government. Number two, your driver's license or state identification card would then be proof of your citizenship, alleviating a need for a national workers' identification card. So if you went to get a job, okay, or open a bank account or anything else, your driver's license, because your birth certificate's been authenticated, would be proof of your citizenship.
Okay. Now let me go ahead and let's back up before we go further. Mark down where you're at right there, okay? Mark it down so we don't miss anything. But I want to share this with you because I think this dovetails in something we should both know. In 2003, about March, April of 2003, I had just been on the radio maybe less than 3 months. And I'm interviewing Russell Pierce, which is behind SB 1070 here in Arizona. At the time, he and some prominent members of the community in live in the studio, morning drive show, Monday through Friday, were giving it what for here in Phoenix. And I've had Russell on my show several times. He and I went at it on this issue. And what happened, there was a thing called Proposition 200 that he was advocating as an initiative that would prevent illegal immigrants here from getting any benefit, like going and getting welfare or something. So I'm going, cool. Now I'm for, preventing anybody from getting benefits. But, he had that. But in the last paragraph of the short initiative, it's only like a page and a half, in the last paragraph it said, all interface with the government must be done with a state-issued ID, driver's license or a state ID, that has first been cleared with the federal government that you are a U.S. citizen, checking your birth certificate and so on. Well, this all started to come, full circle with me because Russell Pierce used to be 20-something years with the Sheriff's Department. Then he was head of the Motor Vehicle Department. He was Director of Motor Vehicles here, driver's licenses and so on in the late 90s. During that time is when they passed this deadbeat dad thing. And when they did that, deadbeat dad, everybody got checked. Everybody got in the database from everybody having their driver's license done. So I'm going, okay, so you got your driver's license in a national federal database that for a short period of time, your Social Security number here in Arizona was your driver's license. People freaked out so much, they finally took that Social Security number off of your driver's license and put a state-generated ID number, but it was linked to the same thing, so what's the difference? Okay? So I can see the progression of this. Russell Pierce was law enforcement for a long time. He becomes director of Department of Motor Vehicles and a legislator, proponent of Prop 200, now SB 1070. And for at least one and a half, 2 decades that I know of, he was advocating for a national database. And I could see it happen.
Let me respond to this. Number one, I know Russell Pierce. And I'm not going to get into his motives for SB 1070 because I think the state of Arizona is trying to do something about a problem that the federal government simply won't address. It's a problem the federal government is allowed to exist, okay, and even exasperated. Number two, this idea that the birth certificate is authenticated by the federal government is ludicrous. It's not the federal government that has the responsibility or the document itself. It is state agencies and departments, Department of Vital Statistics, Department of Health in each state. Number three, our organization, which is made up of state lawmakers, people like Randy Brogdon, Charles Key, Sam Rohr, different state and national organizations. Okay, when I first drafted this alternative and went state to state, it is being accepted. This year, we have legislation already written. Here's the thing that our legislation does. Not only does it promote this system, alternative idea to what the federal government strategy is, by state law, the State Department of Motor Vehicle would not be allowed to collect your biometric information. Any current biometrics would have to be deleted from the database. This is not talking about criminal databases where a person's been convicted of a crime, or if a judge orders or issues a search warrant, okay, that allows law enforcement to demand that you provide your biometrics. But when you go into a DMV, Department of Motor Vehicles, you would not have to provide your fingerprints, and the digital facial image, your photograph, would not be to ICAO specifications for facial recognition compatibility. We would go back to the old analog photo, which was very recognizable, but not facial recognition compatible.
Okay, when we come back, we'll talk about SB 1070. You had an opinion on this thing when this was at the heat of the moment, and I'd like to get what it was. We'll be right back here on Declare Your Independence and Mark Lerner.
It's time for Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock.
Less conversation, a little more action, please. All this aggravation ain't satisfaction in me. A little more fight, a little less fun. A little less fight, a little more spark. Close your mouth and open up your heart, and baby, satisfy me. Satisfy me, baby.
Yeah! I'm it here on Declare Your Independence with me, Ernest Hancock, and my guest, Mark Lerner. Your body is your ID. And then they link that to a whole bunch of other information that they got in some little pile somewhere. And guess what? You don't need a national ID card. You just you know, take off your burqa. And, you know, and that's one thing that's interesting, Mr. Lerner. We got France saying just today or yesterday here this week going on about it's illegal for a Muslim woman to wear a burqa that would kind of thwart a lot of this facial ID thing. What was their motivation for that?
Well, it's exactly what you would think it would be. They're putting their national security in front of the rights of people. And personally, and I'll just say this, I'll get a lot of criticism for it, but that's okay. I don't think Islam is a religion. So I have no problem with what France wants to do about Muslims and burqas. I'm not really interested in what they do. I am concerned about the Judeo-Christian principles our country was founded on, and standing up for the rights of Christians and Jews in this country, and with Christians not having to be enrolled into a global biometric identification system, one of financial control, as Revelation 13, 16, 17, and 18 tells us will exist. For Jews, obviously, they understand what it is to be put into a system of identification from the Holocaust. But as far as burqas and what happens in France, honestly, Ernest, I don't really give a whole lot.
Okay, well, it's fine. Let's get your opinion on what's going to happen here. I mean, let's say, I'll tell you what's going on. I'll give you a real-world example. Here in Arizona, until recently, they had these freeway speed cameras, and that was a big thing. The last couple of years, man, people just been up in arms. They finally took them down just a couple of months ago, and that was from a lot of pressure. Now, of course, after the election cycle, I'm sure they'll come pop right back up with something, but the public made it very clear they didn't like it. Well, a lot of people got creative. They'd wear gorilla masks. They had V for Vendetta masks. They would have a mosquito netting that they put on and do that for the very purpose of thwarting the IDing by these cameras. Would, you know, and that doesn't have anything to do with a religion. Would you advocate that they have laws passed that you're not allowed to do that?
Actually, we are opposed to what you would call the red light cameras. And also, we talk about this in the book. I get into this issue of automatic license plate readers, okay, which are able to, these are infrared cameras put in the back of police cars that are able to scan all the licenses in a 180-degree angle and check for people who don't have insurance or wants and warrants and things of that nature. Look, at the end of the day, we're either going to live in a free society or a surveillance society.
You didn't answer my question, though. I mean, Mark,
my answer to your question is yes. I am opposed to red light cameras, period. And the reason that the courts have gone back and
looked
at this,
that wasn't my question. My question was, okay, would you oppose legislation that would prevent you from wearing a mask?
No, I would not oppose. I would oppose that legislation. If you can see, and it's not a hindrance to your driving, I don't care if you wear a mask or whatever you wear.
But what if it looked a full... But what if it here in America it was a full body mask and it looked exactly like a burka?
I don't care if it looks like a burka, as long as it doesn't hinder your ability to drive.
All right.
I don't care what you're wearing when you're driving.
Got it.
My point is, I don't want the federal government dictating to me, though, how, you know, in terms of the picture they take of me, how that information is going to be collected, that picture, the resolution, so it's facial recognition compatible. But getting back to Senate Bill 1070, Russell Pierce's bill, I happen to know one of Russell Pierce's closest friends, a guy named Randy Terrell in Oklahoma. The two of them are hand-in-hand together in what they do. And I asked Randy Terrell, I said, hey, ask your friend Russell Pierce, because Russell wouldn't answer the question when I asked him. I said, tell me how anybody who enters our country illegally is going to be stopped from using a counterfeit birth certificate or a birth certificate that belongs to someone else and obtaining a state driver's license. And the answer was, well, we will catch those people sometime. The reason that's the answer is because not in any state right now, not one, is a birth certificate being authenticated. So anybody, whether they're from Mexico or they're from the Middle East, can come in our country, cross our borders, get a counterfeit birth certificate and Social Security card, and obtain a state driver's license. What Russell Pierce is doing is wrong. Every time if you're in Arizona, if you apply for a business license, a driver's license, a marriage license, it doesn't matter. Russell Pierce's legislation requires that your personal information be vetted with the Department of Homeland Security to prove you're a citizen before you'll be issued that license. That is insane. When states control the birth certificate, we don't need the federal government to tell us we're citizens. Our birth certificates must be authenticated, and then the driver's license or state ID becomes proof of citizenship, and God help the employer that hires somebody who doesn't have that state ID or state driver's license where the birth certificate's been authenticated. And Russell Pierce knows this.
Okay, now let me go ahead before I let you continue. I want to make sure we get this clear. The argument that he would make is if someone comes from out of state, you know, how do you authenticate that? You contact the other state that they're from? And he was saying, oh, well, we'll just make it a national thing. It'd be a lot easier.
Look, Russell Pierce is feeding into the federal government's addiction for information. The way you do it is exactly the way I outline in the book. You create the telecommunications system, and I've been working with the companies now for over a year, that links every Department of Motor Vehicle office in the country. They're already linked through a system called AmvaNet. But you link them through this telecommunication system. Every DMV office in the country with every state agency or department, in most states it's called Department of Health or Department of Vital Statistics, and it's a state-to-state communication system, telecommunication system. And once the DMV, look at it like this. If you go into an Arizona DMV right now and you have to provide your facial recognition or your fingerprints, whatever, that doesn't prove you are who you say you are. What proves who you are is your birth certificate, your breeder document. That's what they're referred to. And I have had this, look, I have been challenged in state legislatures across this country by people from Department of Homeland Security, Darrell Williams, Stuart Baker, okay, and not one of them has ever been able to refute one statement, one fact that I make. This is a question of educating the public that the federal government does not need to be in control of our lives. The states have the ability to authenticate birth certificates because they issue them, and they have the ability to control their own driver's licenses because they issue them as well.
Now, this is my, just off the top of my head, observation. If I was going to, one, give a crap what somebody, where they were born anyway, or that it had to be in some state or country I approve of as a state, then I would go, all right, well, we'll go ahead and ask that state. But to create a database that's national in scope on all 50 states and then think that that accumulated data wasn't going to be available to the most nefarious of the government anyway is to be naive. You know, all you got to do is get a CIA embedded blah 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 link into one of the states, and boom, they're all available. So
no, you see, that's the beauty of our legislation and our system. The only information that the telecommunications system will actually retain is the number that is assigned to the birth certificate, starting with the state two-letter abbreviation. So even if somebody was able to get into this highly encrypted, and basically it takes four supercomputers to break a 256-bit encrypted code.
And government has
somebody got into it. let's say somebody got into it. The only information in the system itself that it retains is the number, the two-digit abbreviation and number on the birth certificate. And that tells them nothing. It doesn't have the person's name or anything else. It just tells the other states, DMVs, that that numbered birth certificate has already been used to acquire a driver's license.
Okay. All right.
Now, go ahead. Keep challenging me. Look, I ask.
Well,
anybody,
I mean, even if it had, was it him that was already got a driver's license? I mean, you know, does he have to, you know, produce his driver's license that he got in another state or something to be able to get? See, all this, you know, you're confusing me with someone that thinks there should even be driver's licenses. I mean, I don't even care.
You bring up a good point, because prior to 1900s, the Supreme Court had ruled you don't have to have a license. Before we had automobiles, your ability to travel was a right.
It was reaffirmed. I think in the '60s, Wynn versus Arizona. Here in Arizona, it was a case that, as I recall, that you know, if you're going from point A to point B, you don't need permission using the most modern conveyance of the day.
But
keep changing it when it is to the advantage of the government.
There are those that just want to be left alone, and those that just won't leave them alone. Which one are you? The Ernest Hancock Show.
Mark Lerner here on Declare Your Independence. Of me, Ernest Hancock, he's got a mission. And what is that mission? He wants us to know something. We're going to find out what he wants us to know. He wants us to know that national ID isn't a card. It's a database. And your token is your face. I mean, it really doesn't get more complicated than that, does it, Mark?
No, it really doesn't. It's about an international system of identification and financial control. And I want to say, Ernest, look, every time I testify, whether it's in states or in Washington, I challenge the people on the committee and the other people testifying to refute one thing that I say. There's never anybody who refutes it. In Arizona, you know, you have no idea how many lawmakers told me, Mark, I support what you're doing and I agree with what you're saying. It's just that Russell Pierce is so strong of a power in the Arizona legislature, I can't oppose him. And I'm like, you got to be kidding. Is this really what it's come down to, where one or two people in a state legislature decide what's better for everybody?
Well, it's not just that. I mean, matter of fact, tonight, it's called the Economic Discussion Group. It's a powerful organization of very learned individuals that I'm speaking to tonight. And it'll be, I'm going into hostile territory, okay? And it's going to be on the power of one, really, what can one person do against the machine? And the issue is going to be immigration, SB 1070. So I already got all the law printed up and all what Russell said and I said, the news and your articles and so on. I mean, I'm all over it, all right? But the point is that it's not just Russell. It was the machine. There is an entire international machine that wants to have every bit of data collected on every single person on the planet to do with whatever the heck it is they want to do with it. To think that it's any one person is to be naive. It's a machine.
It's not. Look, it is a machine. Let me give you one quote to sum it up better than anything you and I can say. Julian Ashbourne, who is the chairman of the International Biometrics Agency, is on record. He said, what information do governments share, with whom my data is shared, and why? All these questions need to be addressed by an agency with global powers. Now, is there anybody who really believes we ought to have an agency with global powers? Robert Mockney, Department of Homeland Security, is on record as saying we need to create a global security envelope, one where our personal data and biometrics are shared with other governments and corporations. Russell Pierce is not the problem, okay? He is symptomatic of a much bigger problem.
He's just a tool for the problem.
He is a tool. But before the show ends, I want to get into people. Please go to www.constitutionalalliance.org. Constitutionalalliance.org. For $20, you can get both the DVD and the book. We're not for profit. You get the DVD and the book, includes shipping and handling. If you have a problem remembering constitutionalalliance.org, email me at stopreal.id, one word. STOPREALID, stopreal.id at AOL.com. And one last point. If there is a patriot out there, a person who's been blessed by God with the financial wherewithal to be a bigger assistance than most, if somebody understands the rationale and our solutions and understands that our organization has a proven track record of success, I would ask that person that's been blessed to contact me personally at stopreal.id@AOL.com. I have a standing offer to go anywhere in the country in 2 days, meet with anybody, and discuss our plan through state legislation and the people we work with in Washington to take back control of our country. Too many people talk about the problem. They don't offer alternatives or solutions.
Eliminate government.
Well, we do need to do something. You're right.
Let me go ahead and share this one paragraph. I'm looking at the article that was done, I guess it was 18th of May, and it's SB 1070. Does Arizona legalization really accomplish anything? And if so, at what cost? Minutes of your time for a lifetime of freedom. And this is on constitutionalalliance.org. And I remember us printing this or publishing it on Freedom's Phoenix, and it came up. And somebody sent it to me, and we put it up. And one thing that I want people to know, in this legislation, and I'll be speaking about it this evening, in this legislation, it says, except as provided in federal law, officials or agencies of this state and counties, cities, towns, and other political subdivisions of this state may not be prohibited or in any way be restricted from sending, receiving, or maintaining information relating to the immigration status, lawful or unlawful, of any individual or exchanging that information with any other federal, state, or local governmental entity. And I'm going, that's like everybody's everything to everybody.
That's our point. That's the federal government's strategy, is to collect any and all information about every American citizen, including their biometrics.
Yeah, lawful or unlawful. They don't care. Everybody.
And then put that information in centralized databases, and they're falling under the purview of the Department of Homeland Security.
And we had another legislator came up right after this passing. He goes, you know, we need to have access to the information of who illegals are so that we can cross-reference it with the electrical power company, and we can just turn off illegal aliens' electrical power in the summer. That'll get them out of here.
All they need to do is do exactly what our solution provides for, which is authenticate the birth certificate through the telecommunications system we propose, and if a person doesn't have a state-issued driver's license or identification card, under our system, where the birth certificate's been authenticated, they get no benefits. They don't get electricity, telephone. They can't send their kids to public schools. They can't do anything. Our system is the best system that's been proposed, period.
Well, you know, it would seem, I mean, you know, we probably differ on this issue, that you do want to have some kind of a border control or not allowed to be here unless you have permission of, you know, some shiny badge somewhere, you cross this line. So it's just that what you're advocating is, not what everybody else is advocating is this national ID database. That's, I mean, that's just a different issue. You're for immigration controls. You're just not for the way that they're doing it to make sure that in the name of immigration, everybody has to be checked. Everybody's got to have papers, please. Everybody's got to be in a database. Everybody's body is their ID. You're saying, no, I don't want that, but I can see how we can do a system that would provide for control on immigration. It's just not, I don't want papers, please, for everybody. Am I right?
You're exactly right. I want to protect the presumption of innocence. I want to secure our borders. And I want to know before a person is allowed to enroll their children in school or get any other kind of benefits that that person is an American citizen. I don't care if they're applying for a job or whatever it is. The government strategy is flawed. You can walk into any DMV office now with counterfeit birth certificates and get a state driver's license, period.
But you have to understand that they're it's not flawed. They get exactly what they want. They want the biometric linking to this data. They don't give a crap about immigration. That's not their goal.
That is their end goal. When I say it's flawed, I'm talking about from the perspective of what the American public believes is security. What the federal government is selling is perceived security, not real security.
SB 1070 didn't even mention the border. Does nothing on the border, does nothing.
No, all SB 1070 does is ensure that Russell Pierce and his cohorts are going to continue to feed the federal government's addiction to our personal information, including our biometrics. Russell Pierce refused to debate me one-on-one on this issue. He absolutely will not do it because he knows if the people of Arizona and the people around the country were educated on this issue, they would see him and this legislation for what it is. It is no more than a tool of the federal government.
But, you know, this is interesting that we have Mark Lerner, an individual that would advocate for immigration controls, but not at the expense of the rights of the Americans here. So I'm going, you know, all right, cool. I mean, you know, I'm glad you're out there advocating, getting us the information that we need and the accuracy of this stuff. I mean, I'm for, you know, I don't care if you're from Montana and you come up and you want some kind of welfare benefit. I don't want you to have it either. So it doesn't matter to me. You know, somebody advocating taking from my wallet and the government shiny badge with a gun to my forehead saying I'm going to redistribute it to somebody else in need. You know, it's a noble cause, de la whatever. But it's okay because they're a U.S. citizen. We can steal from you to give to them. And I'm going, somehow I'm supposed to feel better about that? Why? I mean, you know, so I look at it a little bit differently than you. But if you're going to advocate for immigration control, well, then make sure that's what you're doing and you're just not enslaving the rest of us. So, Mark Lerner, thanks, man. Go ahead and give out your web pages one more time so everybody can know how to get hold of you.
ConstitutionalAlliance.org, and for true patriots that have been blessed financially, contact me personally at StopRealID@AOL.com, and I will come to you personally and lay out our plan for America.
Mark, thank you for coming on. I have been hearing a lot about your work. I was glad that we finally got the hookup. And when we talk again, I'm sure we will, I'll share with you what happened tonight.
God bless you, Ernest. And I want to thank the Campaign for Liberty people in Arizona for supporting our work.
That was our, you know, I'm glad that's how we found out about you, because Campaign for Liberty used a lot of your information to educate the people here what 1070 was really about. So thanks to Mark Lerner. We'll be right back here with Liberty on Tour. Pete and Adam, we'll be right back.